Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Deborah Becker. It was a year ago yesterday that a cell phone video showed the world Michael Brown's body and the hours he spent lying uncovered on a street in Ferguson, Missouri.
April of this year, another cell phone video showed Baltimore police officers shackling Freddie Gray before putting him in the back of a police van where he later died.
And in South Carolina, yet another video caught a police officer shooting Walter Scott in the back as he ran away.
Now, these cell phone videos have had an enormous impact on the relationship between citizens and law enforcement. And it's in that light that Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans told the Boston Herald that he's, quote, very much aware that everyone has eyes and ears on us all the time. Commissioner Evans then told the Herald that he'd support some regulation on the public recording of law enforcement officers.
If we can get legislation to make it fair so it protects both sides, then I'm all for it. You know, should you be up in a police officer's face agitating them? Absolutely not. Would I love to see, a little distance? I'd love to see that.
Commissioner Evans declined our request for an interview, but a BPD spokesman confirmed Evans' support for legislation that would dictate minimum spaces between police and citizens taking cell phone videos. Now, no such regulation is pending in Massachusetts, but at least 10 other states have proposed such laws just this year. And joining us to talk about it is Norwood Police Chief Bill Brooks. He's also the incoming president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association. Chief Brooks, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Also with us is Carl Williams. He's staff attorney for the ACLU of Massachusetts. Carl, good to have you back as well.
Thank you.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you. If you've been in a situation where you were recording a law enforcement officer, or if you're a law enforcement officer yourself, what do you make of the idea that perhaps in Massachusetts there should be some legislation that dictates what kind of distances can be between citizens recording law enforcement officers and the police themselves? Call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Now, Chief Brooks, if I just may start with you, of course, we understand that you are not speaking for Commissioner Evans by any stretch of the imagination, but would you support some form of legislation if it were to be proposed in Massachusetts?
Well, I'd have to see exactly what it says. You know, the And again, thanks for pointing out, I'm certainly not speaking for the police commissioner, but, you know, there are instances where people do get too close to the police to the point of where they're interfering, and it's not the fact that they're recording, it's the fact that they've gotten so close. And I think what you're seeing, you don't see a lot of it now, but you see some of it where people get so close that they do interfere. And I have not discussed this with the commissioner, but what he may be talking about is setting some sort of bright line rules that, you know, outside a certain radius, you're fine. Within that radius, it becomes an issue. You know, we've seen just a few videos on YouTube where you can see within the frame being shot, people kind of gathering around to the point of holding their phones over the shoulders of officers who are struggling with the suspect. And, you know, that is a problem. And quite frankly, those people are probably subject to a sanction anyway, whether they're disorderly or common law offense or whatever. And it could be that the commissioner is just looking to set some boundaries.
Well, the commissioner did elaborate a little bit in a video that was posted by the Boston Herald, and here's what he said.
It can be irritating for our officers when someone has a camera right up in their face, and I think you've seen with the Black Lives Matter, we took a lot, and the officers responded with a lot of restraint. Mm-hmm. But we don't like to be, you know, taunted and agitated by these groups who want to catch us doing something wrong.
Carl Williams, let me turn to you with that. I mean, it's clear that there was a First Circuit ruling several years ago that said, yes, citizens have the right to film police officers in public on duty. But what do you make of what Commissioner Evans Chief Brooks seem to be hinting at, that it can impede law enforcement officers' ability to do their jobs?
Thank you, Megan. I would just say one thing. Citizens and non-citizens, everyone in this country has that right. And it's a First Amendment right, right? It's freedom of expression. It's freedom of speech to be able to be your own media, to say, I want to monitor what my government does. As the chief just said, there are already laws, right? this would be another law to actually limit citizen and non-citizens' behavior, right? In this day and age, so if we're talking about the era, you introduced the show on Mike Brown, Freddie Gray, and Walter Scott, and what the commissioner is saying now is we need to limit more what, not what the police can do, but what citizens and non-citizens can do in relation to the police. And that, one, there might be some constitutional problems with that. And two, is that the direction that we want to go?
Mm. Well, Chief Brooks, what's your response to that?
It sounds to me like the commissioner framed that by saying, actually, it would be good, you know, if there are rules for both sides. I think he said it in some sort of context along those lines. And I think he took the opportunity to make the point that people can interject themselves too close into a situation when arrest is being made. You know, your listeners should understand, I know Mr. Williams understands, you know, sometimes when an officer is trying to arrest somebody who's resisting, that's a very difficult spot for everybody. And the last thing you need is somebody trying to straddle your legs as you're on the ground with somebody trying to get the best cell phone shot, or maybe even in some cases agitating the person you're trying to take into custody. So I really got the impression just from the short piece you played that the commission was advocating that it'd be some sort of everybody sit down anyway and have some rules about what the limits are. Mm. Because as Mitchell Williams said, you know, getting too close, there are already some statutes that apply there.
But Chief Brooks, if I may, I mean, the examples that you raise can seem on the face of them reasonable, but I think what people are concerned about when they hear about should there be some sort of regulation on how citizens videotape police officers on duty, it's that it's not so much those clear-cut cases which are the problem, but where situations which maybe things escalate. I mean, we have seen video of police officers in Massachusetts themselves getting rather incensed that they were being filmed, even though it is perfectly legal. I mean, though, it's the gray area that people are concerned about.
Well, yes, but when you say that it's perfectly legal, and it is, but you should also keep in mind that this has been a real shift that's occurred in a very, very short amount of time. There wasn't a time long ago when our own state Supreme Court said that, you know, videotaping an officer on a traffic stop, you know, was a crime unless the officer was aware of it. That was not that long ago. And between things that have evolved in the country and the evolution of technology where people essentially carry video cameras, you know, in their pockets, you know, virtually everybody has them now on their phones, there really has been a really rapid turnaround. And actually, I think the police have adapted to it fairly well. We understand now that really in 99% of the circumstances where we find ourselves, it's completely lawful for somebody to videotape us. Mm-hmm. And if we're making an arrest and there's someone across the street holding their phone up yelling, hey, I'm getting all this, or I'm not saying anything, just holding their phone up, well, it is what it is, and that's fine, and I think officers have adapted to that.
Carl Williams, let me get your response to that.
I think two things that the chief said, and thank you for that, is one, both sides. There's only one side here, right? It's the people of the United States and the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the people of our towns, right? And that's everyone. That's the police. That's everyone else. And what we want is a democratic society. And part of that is to watch what our legislature does. Part of that is to watch what our police do, what our mayor does. And people back in the day, they said, you know, you didn't really have free speech unless you had a press. Right now, people have Twitter, people have Facebook, people have YouTube, and people have cameras in their pockets. And that's a good thing, right? Because I'm sure the chiefs, all of the officers that are under him, the officers that he's trained, those men and women are doing a great job. And it's good to know that when you see, and we've seen videos like this where officers go out and do something, you know, buy someone a pair of shoes or do something great in the line of duty. And that's wonderful, and that is out there. Sometimes people do very bad things. And it's very difficult for citizens, non-citizens to say, well, this officer, you know, beat someone. This officer killed someone. We saw that in some of the situations you mentioned in the beginning where the officer's account of it was entirely different until the video came out.
Well, I wonder if you think, though, that there's a problem that in Massachusetts we don't have law that clarifies circumstances around these potential interactions. Because, I mean, as we've mentioned, in 2011, there was that First Circuit ruling in the Glick case, the appellate court ruling, which said that, to be sure, the right to film is not without limitations, and it may be subject to reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. But we don't have that yet in Massachusetts. So there is a big gray area. Would it be helpful if the legislature did step in?
So I think what it sounds like the commissioner is talking about, the commissioner of the Boston Police is talking about, is saying a certain yardage, actually a buffer zone, which there's some very complicated things and some problematic things that have come up in talking about the constitutionality of buffer zones in terms of begging, in terms of also women's access to health care, women's right. access to abortion. So buffer zones are a constitutional, it's a confusing constitutional area. That's one. Right now, resisting arrest, in the example that the chief gave, if someone is, you know, you said straddling a person, an officer who's trying to arrest someone, that seems to me, I was a criminal defense attorney for a number of years in Boston, that's very likely resisting. You can assist someone else in resisting arrest, right? So that's very likely that person would be arrested for resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, possibly assault on an officer, assault and battery on a police officer. Those laws already exist. Those laws are already very clear. The chief, the commissioner, I can explain to a person what those are. I don't know that that's ever happened in anywhere in Massachusetts where someone was videotaping and then, you know, jumped in. And I think we're creating some of these straw man arguments to say, well, what if someone jumps in between an officer when he has his gun out and there's a terrorist? Okay, never happened.
Well, let's take a call here. David's calling from Medford. You're on the air, David.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to offer my experience as a photojournalist in the greater Boston area. I'm a little concerned at the idea that you could regulate how and when anyone, citizens, professionals, photograph police activity. And as someone who does it on a pretty regular basis, in my experience, police, not often, but certainly enough, they do not like being photographed for you know, obvious reasons, and they do, I would say, overreact. They don't always follow the law and allow for lawful documentation of an event. Giving them yet another tool to regulate that sort of, that makes me nervous.
David, thank you so much for your call. Chief Brooks, do you have a response for David?
No, I understand what he's saying, and I understand the concern about, you know, setting boundaries or legislating it. Look, I think that Commissioner Evans did us all a great service by broaching the issue, because here we are on the radio talking mm-hmm. about it and talking about that, you know, in most cases, videotaping what the government does is helpful and a good thing, and we all agree with that. By the same token, you can go too far and you can get in too close, and there certainly have been cases of it. I don't think that they're that common, but they certainly exist, and I think he's done us a service just by broaching the issue so we can talk about it.
Well, you know, our neighbors in the state of Connecticut just this year, I believe, passed a law, or at least they proposed a law that would make police liable if an officer interfered with someone who was making a recording of them. I mean, would you be in support of Massachusetts law that took things to that extent, Chief Brooks?
I don't know. I'd have to look at something like that a lot more closely. You know, we have liability anyway. We have some exposure. I think following along the same theme, are we writing new laws when those laws aren't necessary? You know, there are all sorts of avenues for people who believe that the officers have acted inappropriately, and most people know what those are and know how to go about making a complaint. Mm. So following the same theme, I'm not sure that we need another law along those lines, but I'd have to look at it.
Carl Williams, so let me ask you this. The Herald took a look at training manuals from Boston and Chelsea and Cambridge, and they sort of put up a bullet point list of some of the things that appear in those police training manuals, reminding officers that cell phone recordings are legal and that they shouldn't stop them when citizens are making them, and to ignore them when they can. And then it also, their list included make requests of those citizens making the videos, such as, you know, saying you're too close, go over to the sidewalk, or please don't interfere with the interview of this person that I'm doing. You must be no closer than a car over there. I mean, if police officers actually follow these guidelines that are given to them by their own forces, is that adequate? Can a police officer say, go across the street?
I think if someone is interfering with that physical process, the police officer can definitely give a command to say, I need to do what I'm doing. I need to arrest this person. I need to restrain this person, whatever that is. But I'll say what people are doing when they're cop watching, when they're recording the police, is not only legal, it is constitutional. right? This is like going on the Boston Common and saying what you think about the mayor or the governor. So some of those regulations start to worry me to say, it sounds like you're trying to scare someone out of it, right? Because if you went to vote and I said, hey, I don't, and I was a police officer and I said, hey, you think it's a good idea to vote today? I don't know. You know, it's raining outside. Maybe you shouldn't leave the house. And I'm saying things to dissuade you from doing something that's your constitutionally protected right. I'll say, as you know, working at the ACLU, that worries me.
Let's get one more call in here. Joe is calling from Dorchester. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's your thought?
I just have a point. I work for the police officer in Greater Boston. I won't say where right now, but I think police in this day and age being singled out with the bad guys. There's lots of things that go on in government, Congress, even state legislature. And those people aren't subject to 24/7 cameras. These people are passing laws that affect a lot of people. They're making decisions for our money that ultimately affect anyone. You have to afford privacy, whether you want to say that's for a national security or local government security. I think a police officer in a hostile situation on a fastly changing situation should be afforded some bit of privacy himself. A lot of these cameras and phones are used to catch an officer maybe swearing, reacting emotionally to a situation, and although they may not be illegal, most of those officers face repercussions from their departments. And I'll take my answers offline.
Joe, thanks so much for your call. Carl Williams, you're hearing right there from someone who's possibly been in these situations.
So I think the same thing. Interfering is going to be resisting arrest, or those things are going to be illegal. Actually, I'll just say, in the Boston police policies and procedures, using abusive language with folks is actually against the rules. So there may be minimum things, and there are maximal things, people being killed by police officers, and that's happened in the city of Boston. Mm. And those are things that we want to see video of. The video that happened with the shooting and killing of Usama Rahim, that video addressed concerns that were in the community, right? That was a video from a Dunkin' Donuts or a Burger King, right?
From across the street,
right,
practically.
Right. We shouldn't have to rely on that. We should be able to have people that feel confident, feel secure to say, these are public servants, these are people I'm paying their salaries, I'm a citizen of this Commonwealth, and I can document what's happening.
Chief Brooks, we've just got a few seconds left to go, and I just wanted to get your thought here. This is a changing world. I mean, how much has it changed your experience of being a police officer, or of those men and women you know who are on the beat every day?
Well, not so much around body cameras, because there's actually only, a couple of departments in Massachusetts right now trying it out as a pilot project. The issue, of course, is that we're under greater scrutiny. People are giving us a very careful look. But again, I'm fine with that, and police officers are fine with that. You know, we're supposed to be held to a higher standard. We've always said that, and we don't mind being held to a higher standard. So it's a difficult time. A lot of what you see on the news are just a small handful of those 800,000 police officers that are out there every day, you know, working hard.
Right.
The people that I know that became cops just want to do the right thing and be helpful. They really do. And between drug addiction and mental illness, and people who are in a time of crisis and violence in the family, it's really amazing when I see my guys on call, my men and women, and what they handle and what they're exposed to and how they handle it. You know, we had that, not to turn back to it, we had that 4-year-old that drowned in the pool.
Right. And Chief Brooks, I'm so sorry I've got to cut you off there, but I'm just out of time. My apologies. That's Bill Brooks. He's Norwood Police Chief and incoming president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association. And we also talked to Carl Williams, staff attorney at the ACLU of Massachusetts. Thank you so much to you both.
Thank you.
There's more of the program in just a moment. This is Radio Boston. We'll be right back.